You're connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan. It's hard to believe, but singer-songwriter David Gray has sold more records in Ireland than U2, and he's not Irish. Gray was born in Manchester, England in 1968 and grew up in Wales. He went to college in Liverpool, where he played in a few punk-inspired bands before turning to the folkish pop sound he's known for today. David Gray put out a handful of good records, but none of them sold very well. He bounced from label to label. So he decided to dip into his pockets and put out his fourth CD by himself. The result was White Ladder, an album that eventually sold more than 7 million copies. It included a hit you might remember called Babylon. Now David Gray has a new album, Life in Slow Motion. It's a beautiful, sometimes cinematic collection of ballads. In recording the new album, Gray said he wanted to hang images in the spaces and let the sound do the talking. Here's the song, Disappearing World.
Slowly the truth is loading. I'm weighted down with love. Snow lying deep and even, strung out in dreaming of. Falling off the city, quite something to behold. Don't it just look so pretty, this disappearing world? disappearing world.
David Gray, the song from his new album, is Disappearing World. Visit the NPR website on Saturday, August 6th, to hear a full live concert by David Gray. All Songs Considered will be streaming his performance from the 9:30 Club in Washington, D.C. as part of our ongoing live concert series. The following night, August 7th, we'll have a concert by Lucinda Williams. Watch for details on our website. You can also hear previous shows by the Decemberists, Interpol, and more in our archives. Richard Thompson has been making great music for 40 years. He's released more than 24 albums and won a loyal group of fans for his lyrical story songs and truly remarkable guitar playing, both of which are rooted firmly in the traditions of British folk. Listen to the song 1952 Vincent Black Lightning from Thompson's 1991 album Rumor and Sigh for a stunning example of his fingerpicking style. On his latest album, Front Parlor Ballads, Richard Thompson offers his first new collection of solo acoustic songs in nearly 25 years. Recorded at his home studio, Thompson plays all the instruments, and it's as fresh and original as anything he's ever done. Here's the opening track, Let It Blow.
He was a species on the verge of extinction. She was an Air New Zealand hostess. They were mystically joined, like rabbits and Landauer, like Pinky and Perky, like Porgy and Bess. Oh, he loved the pursuit and the romance, but the details were more of a chore. When the bride's veil lifted, his mind soon drifted. At least that's what had happened before. Let it blow. Curtains and chintzes. She had all of the furniture ordered by the time they were naming the date. And a mother keeps speeding from distant Dunedin to help with the flowers and cake. Said, sure, we're standing on our heads. Would sackcloth and ashes displease you? And the honeymoon down in Ibiza, where the sun and the nightlife were hot. But she lay on the sand, he said, isn't it grand? I bring all of my wives to this. Left him nothing to spout but hot air. A long interruption, says his last eruption was disguised by sheer devil may care. But some charm and some skill and maneuver had him rising to meet the occasion. And for once they found bliss when news of the tryst got to Fleet Street and caused a sensation. press were baying for blood now. They gave them a week at the most. We were all glad to see it reach weeks two and three, but the fourth week the whole thing was toast. And she dragged her tail back to New Zealand with threats of high court and revenge. Meanwhile, his eye did stray to the ample bustier of a novelty dancer from Penge. Let it blow, let it snow, let the mercury bubble and dive. Life's little traumas of courtroom dramas remind me of glad I'm alive. Ah, let it blow, let it snow, let the mercury bubble and dive. Life's little traumas of courtroom dramas remind me of glad I'm
Richard Thompson, the song Let It Blow from his new album, Front Parlor Ballads. Richard Thompson stopped by the NPR studios a couple of years ago to play a few songs for Weekend Edition Sunday. You can hear excerpts from his studio performance on the NPR website, including his unlikely cover of Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. With Bob gone this week, I thought I'd take the opportunity to slip an artist in the show we strongly disagree on, guitarist Adrian Belew. Belew is known mostly for the experimental guitar noise he lent to the Talking Heads, Peter Gabriel, David Bowie, and others. Belew also had a turn in the progressive rock group King Crimson and the Beatley pop band The Bears. But it was Belew's first solo album, Lone Rhino, that could be found at any moment in my car's tape deck all through high school. I always marveled at how he could make an electric guitar sound like anything but a guitar, and wondered how on earth he did it. Belew's lyrics and musical themes were quirky and unexpected, and his voice, while certainly grating to some, was a refreshing alternative to the pop and rock I was hearing on the radio at the time. It's been nearly 8 years since Belew released a new solo album, but now in 2005, I guess he's decided to make up for lost time by releasing three solo records. The first, titled Side 1, came out in January. The second, titled Side 2, is just out now in July. And the third, titled, you guessed it, Side 3, is expected later this year. From Side 2, here's Face to Face. From one of three new solo CDs by Adrian Belew out this year, that was Face to Face, the album Side 2. Madagascar is the name of a Baltimore-based band that finds inspiration in the creaky sounds of old-world folk. Listening to their debut CD, Forced March, is a bit like taking a walk through a rusty carnival from another century. Most of the songs are a little creepy and lonely, sometimes even sinister, where you feel like something is sort of lurking in the fog. This collection of dirges features accordion, glockenspiel, ukulele, and the musical saw played beautifully. Here's the opening track to Forced March called All That Spring You Could See Halley's Comet.
Thank you.
The band from Baltimore is called Madagascar, founded by brothers Michael and Anthony Lambright, with Justin Lucas and Ian McDonald. The group's debut album is Forced March. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. Les Paul has been called the Thomas Edison of music. Starting in the 1940s, he invented the solid body, electric guitar, overdubbing, reverb, and multi-track recording, all inventions that helped make rock and roll and modern recording techniques possible. Earlier this year, Les Paul celebrated his 90th birthday. Nearly seven decades in the music business hasn't slowed him down. Paul continues to perform and record. Later this summer, he'll release an all-new album featuring collaborations with Sting, Keith Richards, Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, and more. In the meantime, Capitol Records is offering a new collection of Paul's greatest hits, including some wonderful early recordings from his CBS radio program, which also featured his wife, Mary Ford. Here's Paul in a 1949 recording, treating Mary to the tune, In the Mood.
Hello there. Well, I still have my guitar hanging around my neck and my wife, Mary.
Hi.
And my invention, the Les Pulverizer, I have that on the floor.
Oh, no, you're not going to start fooling around with that thing again, are you?
Well, don't say it that way. That's our stock and trade, the Les Pulverizer.
Yes, but we've got to eat, you know. You better get a job.
Oh. Well, just how do you propose that I should go out and get a job?
Well, look in the paper. Do something. How does anyone get a job?
Right now?
Well, certainly.
All right, you go get the paper, and I was going to play a tune here called In the Mood. Now, I want to try something here by beating on the strings. It sounds like a drum, see, and getting my foot going like this.
Say, you're really busy.
You get the beat going, and then we plug one guitar into the Les Pulverizer. Well, listen.
The ever-exuberant Les Paul from a new collection of his greatest hits. That was a 1949 recording of the Joe Garland song, In the Mood. And if you're ever in New York on a Monday night, you can still catch Les Paul playing every week at the Iridium Club. Along with Les Paul, this year would also mark the 90th birthday of singer Billie Holiday. Holiday died in 1959. She was only 44 years old. The remarkable body of work Holiday left behind is remembered on a new release called The Ultimate Collection. It's a CD and DVD box set that lives up to its name. There's more than 2 hours of music and some amazing video clips of Holiday performing live. It's impossible to pick a favorite Billie Holiday tune, but let's listen to Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do.
Tain't I can do or nothing I can say. That folks don't criticize me, but I'm going to do just as I want to anyway. And don't care just what people say. If I should take a notion to jump into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, then cabaret all day Monday, ain't nobody's business if I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say take all of mine, honey, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give him my last nickel and it leaves me in a pickle, ain't nobody's business if I do. Well, I'd rather my man would hit me than for him to jump up and quit me. Ain't nobody's business if I do. I swear I won't call no copper if I'm beat up by my papa. Ain't nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
Billie Holiday, Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do, that was recorded in New York in August of 1949. You can see a video clip of Holiday performing with Louis Armstrong on our website. The singer Liz Wright made her stage debut by paying tribute to Billie Holiday in a series of traveling concerts in 2003. Wright reportedly brought audiences to their feet with her interpretations of some of Holiday's most popular songs. Now Wright has a new CD out that pays tribute to some of her other favorite artists, like Ella Jenkins, Joe Henry, and Neil Young. There are also a handful of original tunes and some songs Wright co-wrote with Jesse Harris, the composer who wrote Don't Know Why for Norah Jones. I normally cringe when I hear artists cover Neil Young's songs, but Wright's stunning voice and spare dark instrumentation seem well-suited for this version of Old Man.
Oh, man, look at my
Liz Wright with her version of Neil Young's 1972 song, Old Man. You can hear an interview with Liz Wright from NPR's All Things Considered and hear Wright's World Cafe appearance on our website. You are connected to NPR's All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. Aaron McCowan is a multi-instrumentalist, singer, and songwriter who grew up in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Her music career has followed a fairly typical arc. McCowan started out playing in coffee houses and local clubs, put out a few records. Her music draws comparisons to Beth Orton and other new folk or experimental acoustic artists. McCowan has just released her fourth and some say best album. It's called We Will Become Like Birds. It features a number of collaborations with artists like Soul Coughing bassist Sebastian Steinberg, Modest Mouse producer Tucker Martin, and on this song, Argentine electronic artist Juana Molina.
Thank you.
Singer-songwriter Aaron McCowan, along with Juana Molina, that was The Golden Dream from We Will Become Like Birds. McCowan played all the guitars on the album, along with some bass and keyboards. She's currently on tour with Ani DiFranco. Chicago has long been known for its blues and jazz, but since the 90s, bands like the Sea and Cake, Tortoise, and Wilco have expanded and redefined the Chicago sound. As with any music community, there's a lot of overlap between the bands and plenty of collaborations. One name that appears more often than not is Sam Prekop. Prekop fronted the band Shrimp Boat as well as the Sea and Cake, and is widely regarded as a major pillar in the Chicago underground music scene. It's been 6 years since Prekop released his self-titled debut solo album. Now he's got a new CD titled Who's Your New Professor? It's a nearly flawless collection of all new original tunes. Prekop's music is always comfortable with easy rhythms that shuffle and skip casually against a bright guitar and his breathy vocals. His new CD is no exception. The opening track is called Something. I'm Robin Hilton, our engineer is Bill Deputy, our summer intern is Rachel Rodriguez. Watch our website for concerts by David Gray and Lucinda Williams. It's NPR's All Songs Considered.
Still I wonder whether I've been understanding all the ways that you're bound to let me know, but that I keep it close to mine. I'd rather say we'll just start carefully on our way. And there's no reason another something cross our minds together. We're standing mystery. You felt in my hands without notice. I had to try anything. Do you want, will you stay? As soon as only I am able, I'm taking my time. Someone's gotta give.